morning and many blessings here from Reku P. Blackheart, here again with another Sunday Detox. This is the first Sunday of the month of May, and guess what? May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So, of course, guys, if you have been sticking out with me from episode one, or if you are just now making your way down to this lovely, lovely podcast, welcome. Welcome, welcome. If you have not been here before, I do welcome you with open arms. I am the neighborhood friendly witch here of healing vibes and telling you and reminding you that it is okay to not be okay. And just to reiterate with the month of May, because this is Mental Health Awareness Month, I do want to kind of take this episode to kind of go down a little bit back on my backstory, just in case you guys are very new to the podcast and this is your very first episode, or if this is your, like I said, 25th episode at this point. I'm pretty sure I'm off on the numbers. I don't keep up with those. I just kind of keep letting the punches roll, and that's how I cope with things. Speaking of coping, mental health, let's talk about it. Mental health is a state of well-being, how you deal with stress, how do you handle traumatic experience, your environment, your occupation, your level of social involvement, education, housing equality, balance between male and female, alpha and beta. Mental health is a large range. It's not just a condition of bipolar disorders or, you know, stress levels, anxiety levels. There is a lot of stuff when it comes to mental health. And honestly, I felt this will probably be the most ideal time to talk about it, especially because a lot of us are still a little paranoid, especially when it involves, you know, the lovely, lovely life that is currently our pandemic-filled 2020 year. So I try to want to, like, look at different factors and look at different keys and try to find what would be the most ideal thing to talk about. And being that it is May and this is a hard month for me normally, I felt like this is the ideal time to talk about different mental health and break down the subject a little bit more. It's honestly kind of the reason why I started my journey, because being a predominantly African-American female, we typically do not take a lot of time to actually look at our mental health and pay attention to our mental health and listen to the things that are important. We typically either pray about it or let things go, or we are conditioned to believe that we are not allowed to show weakness, so we have to actually push through it, ignore it, you know. It's just how we have to survive. Or we get told, hey, you know, our generation before us typically didn't have to deal with any of these stress without complaining. We just had to do. It was a way of life. You kind of just need to ignore it. A lot of people don't realize that it's the same thing with guys. Guys have a form of conditioning which is affected their mental state, where they're told it's not okay for a male to cry. Honestly, that is a condition that has been instilled in them, and it's actually not actually healthy. There's nothing wrong with crying. Actually, it's probably one of the best and the healthiest things to do, male or female. It is okay to not be strong all the time. They always tell people to check on your strong friends, because those are the people who are strong way too long. Those are the people who usually suffer a lot more because they don't have time to downwind. They don't have time to get themselves together or to put themselves together because they're too busy being strong for everyone else and always wearing, you know, their Superman logo at all times without having any rest. Because they have to, they're conditioned to protect, they're conditioned to continue wearing that title, even when nobody's watching. But I can tell you straight up, I was considered a strong friend until I've attempted on numerous occasions to just stop existing.
because it gets very tiresome at times. So constantly being strong, constantly having to wear that S on your chest and keep going. It is definitely a lot harder than a lot of people understand. Especially when it comes down to a lot of the older generations, we try to pretend or ignore mental health, because even in the African American community, we are more likely to shun a family member for having a mental health issue versus, you know, try to get them the seek and the help and the guidance that they need, while they will basically sweep under a rug a pedophile. Like, that's still technically a form of mental health issues, but they will sweep that under the rug versus sweeping under the rug somebody who has bipolar depression, tried to commit suicide, or, you know, are kleptos or things of that nature. Like, they'll shun people who have a legit problem and, you know, sweep under a rug like the major problems. And I feel like in the Black community, we need to kind of stop doing that, honestly. I know with a lot of the newer generations, we're stopping those stigmas. But at the same time, when it comes down to it, we need to start being open and adaptive. Because honestly, if we don't become adaptive, we're not going to be successful, especially when it comes to mental health. I feel like as a Black woman, we tend to have it the worst. Yes, I'm not trying to say, well, my problems are worse than the guy's problems. Guys have a lot of oppression, but you guys have to take in consideration, when a male has mental health issues, he goes home and finds comfort in his girl. His girl is now taking the weight and the burden on her shoulders, and he, in most cases, in some of the older generations, they don't acknowledge that, yes, she's taking on the problems of his back. A lot of alpha males fail to remember that when they have a partner, they don't just put everything on their shoulders. They put everything on their shoulders and their partner's shoulders, or even betas. It's just like males, period. Like, when you go through a day-to-day, when your girl comes and say, hey babe, what, how was your day, we are trying to help you unload off of your shoulders. We take your burden just like you guys take ours. And I think a lot of guys fail to realize that. So even then, when we go through our moods, we go through our molds, in some cases, like with me, I will sit here and hold on to these things until like I finally have a moment and I just explode, because I'm having to be strong for all the time. I have a lot of friends who still confide in me, and I'm one of those people, like, I could have like a million problems going on, but I'll stop my problems to help other people. Again, I am a quote-unquote strong friend, where I'm constantly needing to take days off to kind of recharge myself. But one thing I feel like a lot of people can do is to take time and educate themselves, because nowadays, especially, I talked to one of my younger male friends, and I explained to him the reason why a lot of older women don't date younger men is because they don't have patience and they lack the understanding and compassion to realize that we have problems. And the problems we're going through, you guys can't, are not ready to deal with. Not a lot of younger generation is ready to take on grown woman problems. And there is some guys who are out there who are ready for it. But you have to understand that there's a lot of people who find peace and they want to keep their peace because they found a way to cope and to deal with their mental health issues. And it works for them. And now adding another person into that, that is a new set of problems that goes on. A lot of people don't realize when they have mental health issues, they don't try to work on themselves by themselves. A lot of times they try to fall on other people because that's what they want. But then when you're like me, where you're constantly always falling on yourself or relying on yourself and occasionally having people there in your corner, you know how to kind of adapt, but you kind of get conditioned to always handling it yourself. So then when people start getting into like these self-help modes and they're used to having someone there always there, they're not ready for if people are not there. They're so used to people always being there, like, oh, this person's always going to be there, always have my back because I started this journey, they accepted it. Now when the going gets tough, they're gone. Now you're by yourself, now you have to start all over. There's going to be days when you start your mental health journey and when you finally acknowledge that there's something wrong with you and you start trying to figure out what steps you need to take, there's going to be days that you're going to have to do it by yourself. A lot of people have to realize that. And everybody has problems. It's just a matter of figuring out what is your exact problem. Like I said, mental health stems from environmental. It stems from education, it stems from race, it stems from sex, it stems from living situations, it stems from occupational, social. You could have social anxiety and you may not even be aware. You may be an extrovert or everybody says you're so charismatic, but then when you go home, you feel drained. You may be an extroverted introvert. You naturally are an empath. You could be a lot of different things. You could be stressed. A lot of people don't realize that stress is a silent killer. We could be living our best and glorious lives, and at 29, randomly walking down the street, not realizing that you're stressed, now you're having a stroke because you've been stressed for months and you've been ignoring it because we have been conditioned to ignore when there's something wrong. And stress is one of those ones that you would never know you're stressed until it's too late anyway. You may have been having chest pains for a couple of days and didn't even realize it. A lot of people try to go into WebMD, automatically self-diagnose themselves. But in all actuality, the best thing to honestly do for yourself is to go see a doctor. And I've stressed this a lot of times. I get it. Not a lot of us have the capabilities to go up and see a doctor or go get checked once a week, or, well, not once a week, but once a year and or once every 6 months because of lack of, you know, healthcare. But if you have the tools to go do it, go do it. I mean, honestly, there is a lot of resources out there. And I try to tell people a lot of the time, especially when it comes down to African Americans, we typically always end up being sufferers of PTSD, bipolar depression, anxiety, stress, paranoia, because of, depending on where you live, you may be suffering these things and you may not realize it. It's just that what your condition, because you're used to constantly, when you hear a knock, somebody might be coming up to the house because you used to live in a trap house or you used to live in a neighborhood where people were robbing. Now you're paranoid. So any place you live at, you constantly want to go ahead and have your doors locked or double check your lockings and all this other stuff. People don't realize that it's a sign, it's a condition of mental health. And people just kind of like, no, I'm just used to it. This is the way it's always been. No, it's not technically how it's always been. And now you're in a new area. You're in an area that possibly will never get robbed, or in an area where you don't have to be paranoid, but you're still conditioned because you still suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder because of the environment you were in. It took me years to realize that I had a form of PTSD. I just thought that, no, you know, this is normal. You know, Black communities were used to, you know, punishing our child for doing wrong. But then I realized that it had me trusting the wrong people. It had me falling in love with the same type of characteristics that was abusive to me. So I dated a few people who reminded me of my abusers. And then, like, I was sitting here upset with myself for years. Like, why am I putting myself through this? And I told myself I would never do it. Mental health is a state of mind. Mental health is a condition. It's It's things that you can, some things you can get over, some things you can't. They're going to be memories. They're going to be harbored. It's going to be a lot of things that are going to make you move differently, go through things differently. Like, if I was asked the other day, because everybody who at this rate, if you are new or not new, know that I was in an abusive household from age 7 to age 15. And even then, I was still emotionally and mentally and spiritually abused even when I left the environment. So I was no longer physically just abused. And that was a form of manipulation and abuse and conditioning. And somebody asked me if I can go back in the past and kind of not live that experience, would I? I was like, if I didn't live the experience, I probably would have been a different person. I probably would have been a lot different. And it really just depends on how you handle it. Like, if you talk to me and then talk to my brother, we both had two different stories, but our beginning started the same. And he went down one path, which was all the wrong things. And now it took him going through all the bad things for him to finally get himself together. And then I went a different path where I was cautious. I realized that there was something wrong with the situation, and I handled it differently. I handled my growth differently. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I have some habits where, like, when I get through my cycles, I push people away, feel like I'm a burden. Like, I'm still growing. So I understand if, like, at this rate, if people hear me and hear what I've gone through, and then they're like, well, you don't really know anything. Growth is a continuation thing. That's something that I'm going to be doing the rest of my life. Same with everybody out in this world. If you sit here and think that I am good at where I'm at 28, 29, 25, 30, you are not going to get any better. Realize that every year things are changing, things are evolving. So with things evolving, you have to evolve too. So even if I may not know everything, I'm still growing, I'm still learning, and I feel like everybody should too. You should take time to realize that in order for you to grow, you have to start within yourself, especially when it comes down to mental health. There is a lot of women out there, a lot of men out there who have mental health issues, acknowledge that they have mental health issues, and they are still doing amazing and wonderful things out there. There is a lot of celebrities that we have lost over the years that, when it comes down to mental health, you guys didn't know that they were suicide attempt survivors, or they had suicidal thoughts, or they just wanted things to end because it is just what it is, because they were so tired of being strong all the time. A lot of people who are strong friends tend to commit suicide. They're the ones who joke all the time. They're the ones who are the lives of the party all the time. Like, they never seem like they are stressed. They're never upset. They don't seem like they ever have a bad day. Those are the ones that, like, you really need to worry about and check on, because people fail to realize a smiley face could be a person who suffers from suicidal thoughts. Like, I can tell people, and I tell people a lot of times, I have bipolar depression, anxiety, and then I also suffer from suicidal thoughts. No, I'm not going to up and just, you know, in my life, there's just moments, or there's days or a couple weeks that I may wake up and be like, my family would be so much better off without me existing. And then my sister will kind of, like, come out of nowhere and just remind me, this is why I'm still here. I'm the oldest of 9 kids. I can't just up and leave. And my whole hero complex, because I was the one protecting my siblings when all my other shit was going down, won't let me do it. So, like, there's just moments where I'm just like, this is, like, the end all, eat all, meet all kind of mentality, but I won't act upon it. And, well, as an adult, no, but when I was a child, that was a different story. So, and I mean, like, I've gone through a lot since then, and I haven't up and quit, but there's those moments where, when you know your friend suffers from suicidal thoughts. There might be a day or there might be a moment where I'm not strong enough to talk myself out of those moments. There might be a moment where I might be by myself for a week and not hear from my family or my siblings or anybody that I care about. And then I might just be like, you know what? I don't exist. It doesn't matter. But that's because I acknowledge that, yes, I have a problem. And I acknowledge that I need help and I need to go ahead and find joys in life. So I've changed my way of thinking because I've realized that at the end of the day, yes, I'm gonna always have my PTSD. I'm gonna always have my depression. I'm gonna always have my anxiety. Yes, I may have medication. Yes, I may find good things in life, my podcast, you wonderful people. But there might be a day that I may not see that I may not be able to see it clearly, and I may need that extra help, and I may need somebody to sit here and send me good vibes and good energy. Everything, when it comes down to it, is when you know there's something wrong, there is okay to admit that there's something wrong. What is not okay is knowing that there's something wrong and not doing anything to change it. A lot of people live in a state of denial, and I feel like denial or living in a constant state of denial is a delusion, and that is a form of a mental health issue. When you want to live in a state of delusion, you don't want to admit when something's wrong, and you just like, this is just how it is. I feel like a lot of humans live with that, where they don't want to acknowledge that there's something wrong with themselves. A lot of people want to sit here and call themselves kings, queens, but they don't want to acknowledge their warning labels. They don't want to acknowledge that they're not perfect. They don't want to acknowledge that they've gone through something or they went through something bad. In order for a person to really truly love you, they have to acknowledge and see your flaws, and you have to acknowledge and see your flaws. So if your friends call you out and say, hey, look, you're being an asshole today, take that shit with stride. I mean, like, honestly, they're going to see the outside better than you can see. Because a lot of times we don't see a lot of things until it's too late. Now, if your friend noticed, like, hey, you look like you're a little depressed today, it's because they care. They notice, they're seeing, they're saying, hey, look, I noticed that you're not being your bubbly self. What's going on? Your friends who really care about you, they're going to notice something's wrong with you way before you do. And even then, if you do notice and you try to not acknowledge it, that's when it's going to wear on your sleeve a lot better. That's when it's going to be more visible. What we're going to do this month is I'm going to have other people come and talk about their experiences and what they've gone through. And a lot of people don't realize that we all have different stories. Even those people that you sit here and you idolize, these celebrities, these, you know, people who are influencers, they all got their problems. They're not perfect. People will live in a state of delusion to believe that they're perfect, to make themselves feel better, to not acknowledge the demons in the room. And honestly, that is a problem. I can go ahead and say is, like, I tell people off rip when I start looking to date other people. I'm like, look, I'm not going to pretend to be perfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. There's some moments where I may love you, and there's moments where I might want you to be away from me. There is going to be moments I'm going to push you away because I don't want to hurt you. And a lot of the times when I do the things that I do, it's not for my intention. Like, in my mind, I'm doing it to protect the people that I'm pushing away. Talk to your friends and see why they do what they do. They may not even know themselves, because they may not be acknowledging that they have a mental health issue, that there's something wrong. At least I know why I do what I do. And that's the first step. Have you guys been okay with everything. Have you guys been fine? I know a lot of people are going stir crazy and, you know, living inside your house, this quarantine, it can be really messing with people's mental health. I really want to know, are you guys good? If you guys are following me on social media, at my Twitter handle, b_Reiko, R-E-I-K-O, or my IG, lady_Reiko, or my Snap at ms.reiko. Guys, reach out to me, because even if I may have my issues, I'm always an opening ear to be there for you guys if you ever need me, and always sending you guys good healing vibes, and even just an ear to just talk to. And I know that I have my own baggage, but for me, I've always wanted to help and heal other people. So if you need anybody to talk to vent to, or just want to, you know, say hi, I'm here. I want to make sure you guys are okay, because you guys have been listening to me for this long, and with Mental Health Awareness Month, and I know that this month is a hard month for me in itself, because it is the month of my first miscarriage, and then I know in August I'm going to be going through the same thing with my second one, but it is one of those things where I love helping other people and taking on their burdens and trying to make them feel better and help see and help guide them. That's the reason why I always joke and say I'm a bridge troll, because bridge trolls will help guide you through life. And that's what I am as a healer, is I like to be there and heal other people and help guide them. So I hope you guys are staying hydrated. I hope you guys are not stir crazy. Find out what's wrong with you. Learn the differences. We're going to break it down a little bit more next week, when we're going to talk about the difference between OCD and another personality disorder that actually are very similar to each other, that people a lot about it automatically say, oh, it's OCD, and it's really not. We're going to break it down a little bit more, especially common ones when it comes to poverty versus people who are living in luxury and the different PTSDs that can stem from that. And we're going to talk about how ways to heal and how to start the process if you're ready to migrate into greatness. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make sure, I want to hear from you guys. How are you guys doing? How are you dealing with mental health? If you would like to share your stories with me, I am all down for you guys sharing your stories, and I can share it on the podcast. You can send it to any of those handles. And we will love to hear from you guys. Remember, stay hydrated, protect your energy. It is okay to not be okay. Self-care and self-love is the best love and the best care. And I will see you guys next week from your friendly neighborhood, which I hope you have a wonderful week. And again, protect your mental health and know the difference. Find out what's wrong. Educate yourself. And if you're dealing with somebody with mental health issues that are not aware of it, figure out a best way to deal with them in the most healthy manner in the world. Have a good week.